Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you.
Take my dear, that's not me. Oh, tainted love, tainted love. Now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any love from me to make things right. You need someone to hold you tight, and who think love is to play. Well, I'm sorry, I don't play that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. The tainted love you give, I give you all a girl can give you. Take not give, and that's not living. Oh, tainted love. If I do not pack my things and go, tainted love, oh, tainted love, tainted love, oh, tainted love.
That was Gloria Jones from the 1964 with the first recorded version of Tainted Love.
You know what that song makes me wish?
What?
That more bands from the 80s covered songs from the 60s.
Yeah, Culture Club.
For example.
You know what the catch is? Really loud tambourine. Anyways, back to the show. You're listening to Under the Covers. I'm Danny Michel.
And I'm Em Griner.
And we're going to be going out to the street in a little while to talk with some folks and maybe try to see if we can get them to sing.
Taking it to the streets, as I like to call it. We're brave, but we're doing it in the name of the cover song, of course.
We're going to try to get some folks to see if they can sing a very popular cover song.
And hopefully we won't be assaulted.
But until then, M has another song for us, I think.
Yes. I somehow always knew that My Way was written by Ottawa's pride and joy, Paul Anka.
The Ank.
Once Jay-Z starts referencing you in all his songs and a character on the show Gilmore Girls names her dog after you, you're back in action. Paul Anka's record Rock Swings saw the man covering unlikely songs such as Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun, my personal favorite, and Survivor's Eye of the Tiger. Here's a swing-tastic take on Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Load up on guns and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, she's self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 how low. Hello, 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 how low. With the lights out, less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid, contagious. Here we are now, entertain us. I'm a lotto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido, yeah. I'm worse at what I do best, and for this gift I do feel blessed. And our little group has always been and always will until the end. Hello, 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 how low.
dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid. Contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us. I'm a lotto. An albino. A mosquito. My libido.
That was Paul Anka with his version of Smells Like Teen Spirit. I'm Em Greiner, and this is Under the Covers.
And I'm Danny Michel. We've busted out of the studio, and we're down in this kind of underground mall area here, and we're trying to convince unsuspecting people to give us their best cover of a song that's been covered tons of times, Satisfaction.
Excuse me. Hi. And we just wanted to go around and get a kind of taste. If you were to sing Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones, how would you sing it?
Gee, I'm not sure how I'd sing it. Probably a country version.
Nice. That's an excellent idea. So how would that be? Slow.
Oh, you actually want me to sing this?
Yeah.
Well, I can't get no satisfaction. I can't even get no girly action.
That's excellent.
Yay!
If you were going to sing Satisfaction, how would you do a cover of it? Can you sing us a line from it?
I can't get no satisfaction.
Nice!
And I try, I can't get no. No.
How would you do it?
I would probably do it acoustic, right. Maybe not country, unplugged. I think that way, I think I'd like it the best.
So a slight sample of what that would sound like?
Get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. And I try, and I try, and I build it up like that kind of thing.
Nice.
Excellent.
Great,
thank you so much.
You. No problem.
That was good.
Whoa, okay, well, that was interesting. When I think of covers of Satisfaction, the first one that pops to mind for me is Satisfaction by, wait for it, Devo. Remember Devo? The crazy lampshade hats or energy domes or whatever they called them. New wave art punk. Ah, those wonderful nerds. This is a band that was formed on a bet. You probably remember their classic Whip It, but for me, it's this hilarious and almost wonderfully annoying cover of Satisfaction. They kept the lyrics, but completely changed the music into their own choppy mechanical style. Here's an example of a band that really took a cover song and made it their own.
I'm
That was Devo with their version of I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. Wow, isn't that crazy?
I feel changed and unusual.
To me, that's a cover song. Like, that's when they made that theirs. They own it.
They own it.
Yeah.
Sex police are out there on the streets. Make sure the past laws are not broken. The race militia has got its fingers all the way from New York back to Africa. Curl up, baby. Keep it all your say. Curl up, baby. Back in the jungle, and people whisper, people double talk. When scrap fathers act so humble, all the young girls they've got the blues. They're heading on back to set a fire to undercover. All I say, undercover. All I say, undercover.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
This is Under the Covers on CBC Radio, the show that puts the cover song at the top of the musical food chain. Now back to your hosts, Danny Michelle and M. Griner.
I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Back in 2001, alt-country road warriors Luther Wright and the Wrongs did the unthinkable. They reimagined and covered Pink Floyd's progressive rock classic album, The Wall,
wow,
as a country bluegrass album.
That is flown across the ocean.
A brave thing to face the wrath of those diehard Floyd fans, but Luther Wright survived to tell the tale and joined us in the studio. Hi, Luther.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Em.
Hello. So, Luther, tell us, what gave you the idea to make this album? How did it come about?
Well, it was one of those kind of kismet things. We were cruising along in the van on tour, and I think I was just playing guitar along with the radio, and every song that came on, and kind of try to countrify it, and the Wall came on, and started playing on ding, 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 and then we started to talk about, well, isn't that funny how that really works out of all that stuff that I've been playing along with the last hour? And then we went through every Wall tune we could figure and discovered that there was a hidden country bluegrass record in there. The themes behind the original story, and thought how they are quite transferable to country themes and mm-hmm. sadness and disassociation and traditional country music themes. And it just went from there, and one day we decided that we were really going to do it. And we just dove in the studio for about 6 months, and the four of us spent a lot of time, a lot of late-night phone calls and transcribing until finally we came out the other end with something that actually worked.
Now, I'm holding the disc in my hand right here, and it says right on the front, approved by Roger Waters. So
approve a par. As well, there's the French.
He approved it in two languages, yeah.
So I'm dying to know that story of how that came about and what his thoughts were or what his feedback was to you. Or
I wrote a personal letter to Roger Waters, just to, dear Mr. Waters, we are Luther Wright and the Wrongs in Canada, roots country band, and we've taken your album and turned it into a country bluegrass album and explained why, what our motivations were and how we felt it worked. And we finally got a reply from him saying that Roger likes the record and wishes the band good luck with the project and approves of the release of it. And then we just let the other people deal with all the legalities behind it. But
well, that's something we were thinking about when we were talking about your record, is that the Pink Floyd fan has got to be an intriguing breed of human. You know,
intriguing.
Also for you to go to
the length to send the record to Roger Waters, you know, to get his approval. Do you have any stories about any interesting reaction from fans?
The biggest thing, a lot of folks would come to shows, a lot of bikers and big, tough rockers would come, and they'd just kind of scowl for the first few songs and then start to smile. And then inevitably, at every set break for the first bunch of shows all over North America, someone would come up and say, well, we came here, we weren't sure if we were going to beat you guys up or what, or stay for two songs, and but that was good, that's good, and I like your stuff. So it was nice to win people over one by one. But I always was able to say that we got the go-ahead from the main man, so if you had any problem, then...
You said something really interesting before. You said something about themes, you know, and country music, you know, has always been about hard times, and this record, The Wall, is, it's a sad album, and so by doing this in bluegrass form, did you find a new layer to the songs, or what did you discover about the songs?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's tons of layers, I guess. Like, it's how beautiful all the songs are, for one. I mean, we really like them, and that's made it a lot easier to do. But what's interesting, it's a concept record, and to take apart someone else's concept album and discover all the little secrets in there, like not just lyrically, but there's so many musical things that are repetitive. I mean, you know, the wall that's in the Brick in the Wall stuff, it's repeated in about 16 of the songs. They put that little lick in, and you can see that he really put it to, it's really carefully put together. And to strip it down, I mean, to take a $10 million produced record and do it for $36 on an 8-track machine with used
That's
tape,
a statement.
Which, yeah, I mean, we're proud of the way it sounded, but it's about as lo-fi analog as we could get. And like I said, we sort of did it to prove a point, not so much to release. So when it ended up sounding so good and being so well received, it seemed like a freebie for us, because we were just pretty much going to start a new record, and then it was like, oh, we got 2 years here to expand our horizons. Mostly, like, touring, it really opened a lot of doors for us in that way too. So,
well, Luther, we want to thank you for being our first guest on Under the Covers today. So after all this, let's hear something. So can we hear a tune?
Sure. There's not a lot of songs from that whole 26 that work in with just a couple people, but as I say, they're all nice country songs, and there's a song called The Thin Ice.
Luther Right and the Wrongs.
1, 2, 3.
Mama loves a baby, and daddy loves you too. The sea may look warm to you, babe. The sky may look blue. But ooh, babe. Ooh, baby blue. Go out skating on the thin ice of modern life. You're dragging behind you the silent reproach of a million tear-stained eyes. Well, don't be surprised if a crack in the ice appears under your feet. You slip out of your depth and out of your mind, with your fears flowing out behind you, your claws are thin ice.
Nice. That was Luther Wright doing Pink Floyd's The Thin Ice.
Wow, Luther Wright just can't go wrong. Kenny.
Psst. Climb Under the Covers with Danny Michel and M. Greiner, and discover cover songs so good you'll forget there ever was an original. Under the Covers on CBC Radio 1.
Sweet Jane.
Another thing a cover song can do is change or bring a whole new meaning to a song. When Bruce Coburn's Lovers in a Dangerous Time came out in 1983, many assumed the song to be political,
Bruce had spent a lot of time in South America, and it was on the same album as Rocket Launcher. But when the Bare Naked Ladies covered it a decade later, many related it to the AIDS crisis. Same words, different meaning. Here's the song that shot BNL to stardom, a cover.
Don't the hours go shorter as the days go by? We never get to stop and open our eyes. One minute you're waiting for the sky to fall, and next you're dazzled by the beauty of it all. Lovers in a dangerous time, lovers in a dangerous time. These fragile bodies of touch and taste, this fragrant skin, this hair like lace, spirits open to a thrust of grace. Never a breath you can afford to waste. Lovers in a dangerous time, lovers in a dangerous time, lovers in a dangerous time, lovers in a dangerous time. Sometimes you're made to feel as if your love's a crime. Nothing worth having comes without some kind of fight. Gotta kick in the darkness till it bleeds daylight. Lovers in a dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time.
That was the Bare Naked Ladies with Lovers in a Dangerous Time by Bruce Coburn.
And an endearing video to go along with that.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where they're playing hockey and Andy Mays and the Skydiggers is in that video, I believe.
And now it's time for...
Danny, have you heard from Bowie yet?
Now, a lot of people don't know that we have a very impressive connection over David Bowie.
Well, your part is impressive. Mine's not.
Well, I played in his band.
Impressive.
In 1999. We played a show at the Roseland, New York City, and I invited you because you're a huge fan, right?
Thank you. Well, I was so excited. But I did not get to meet David that night. The stars were not aligned.
No, the magic wasn't there that night.
No.
You did not meet him. But 5 years later, you made this amazing covers record of Bowie songs, and I just wondered if he ever heard it.
I don't know. I put one in the mail once, but I never really followed up on it, and I have no idea.
So it's just floating out there somewhere?
In space. Like a tin can in space, all alone, like in the Major Tom song. Far above the
moon. I believe that's
moon.
Called Space Oddity. Doesn't some part of you want to know what he thinks, though, really, still, after all this time?
Yeah, sure, it'd be fun to know. But maybe what if he doesn't like it?
But what if he loves it, and you just never... What if you die never knowing? Well, I think I should make it my mission, as a little thank you to you for being my CBC Radio 1 sidekick, to make sure the man hears your record. Do you have it with you? Where is it?
You got his number in your cell phone there?
What cell phone?
I do have a copy of it right here.
Okay, well, let's go mail it.
Danny, have you heard from Bowie yet?
We are leaving no stone unturned here on Under the Covers as we sashay away from the world of pop and rock and explore, as the Tea Party would say, new vistas.
Oh, dear.
Perhaps one of the most popular names in African music is Senegalese singer and composer Youssou N'Dour. We had to dig a little to find this one, but it's an extraordinary example of a cover song that's not like its original, yet still embodies the timely spirit of its predecessor, Chimes of Freedom by Bob Dylan.
Nice.
In this song, the message is delivered in another language, in another generation, and from the perspective of an African musician. So, here it is.
And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. She been a march to be in Gilaka to one the hall in a hamantin, the young don't want you. We don't only meant the children, did it don't be alone. You let me take a walk to me. Ah, the real guilty man. The young guilty love. The young looking at the sun. Ninu fat and you war. The young guilty new beddy. Yakupula come with me. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom passion.
That was Youssou N'Dour's version of Bob Dylan's Chimes of Freedom.
Wow. I would have never guessed that was Dylan if I had heard it, and no one told me.
Exactly. That's another mark of a great cover song, pulling the wool over your eyes.
And that's what we're doing here today on Under the Covers. My name is Danny Michel, and this is my friend and host, co-host, M. Griner. What do you got for us next, M?
Well, the next woman is Canadian. She's tenacious. She's an amazing interpreter of songs. A few months ago, Serena Ryder released If Your Memory Serves You Well. It was a collection of unlikely Canadian cover songs. Have you heard of the Lombardo family?
I do know that name. Why do I know? Do they own a restaurant?
They may have, but their claim to fame was that Guy Lombardo was a famous band leader from London, Ontario, the 519 area code, which you and I hail from.
Yeah, zoot zoot.
And the younger brother of Guy Lombardo was Carmen Lombardo. He wrote songs that were recorded by Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby. The song we're about to play is called Boo Hoo and was written 70 years ago. But here's an updated version from 2006. This is Serena Ryder. Serena Ryder and her cover of Carmen Lombardo's Boo Hoo.
Nice. Now check this one out. When I was a boy, I got my first bank account, deposited my little $10, got a little wallet so I could carry around my fancy futuristic bank card for the new Johnny Cash money machine. I don't know if you remember this, it was way back when the ATM started and Johnny lent his name to the company, I suppose.
Remember well.
And they used to play Walk the Line and tell you, you know, as their campaign to don't line up at the bank anymore, go to the machine.
Clever.
So I'd heard his name before, but I was just a little kid. We were listening to The Clash and, you know, old country guys I didn't know. But there was something about me when I was a kid and I saw his photo on the posters, I knew he was cool. And little did we know how cool Johnny was in 1994 when he teamed up with producer Rick Rubin. You know him, right, Em?
He has a good beard on that man.
Very good beard. And they made a string of records that, you know, many people believe are Johnny's best work. Now, almost all these songs are cover songs, but they're not your old typical country standards. We're talking Johnny did Beck, Depeche Mode, Soundgarden, Sting, Neil Young, Bob Marley. Lots of stuff. Pretty cool for a guy in his 70s, right?
Yeah.
Imagine Johnny sitting around listening to Soundgarden records. It's too weird. Johnny recorded a haunting remake of a Nine Inch Nails song, Hurt. In my opinion, a great song is one that when you strip it right down to an acoustic guitar, it still is a fantastic song. Rick and Johnny remind me over and over again that less is more. Here's Johnny Cash covering Hurt.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
Whoa. Have you seen the video for that?
I have.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the video for this, I think it was it won the Grammy Award and stuff, and it's like, it's a kind of a collage of a footage of Johnny's life leading right up to his death, and it's hard to get through it without a tear. It's a heavy, heavy video.
Yeah, it is one of those perfect examples where the song and the video really complement each other, I think. That brings us to the end of our first show. Thanks for listening to Under the Covers. I'm Em Greiner.
And I'm Danny Michel.
See you around.
Em killed that. Jeez. I'm like a ham-fisted house painter compared to you.
That's not true at all. Luther writing the wrongs.
What did I say?
Wrong.
Did I say that?
Mm-hmm. Unless you just...
I don't think I did.
I believe that you did, and I believe it's on tape.
Clearly, I have no idea what I'm talking about here in the radio world. Wow, guys, I really first saw you and thought, wow, how hard can it be? Anyone could do it. I was so wrong.
How much have you practiced that?
Boy, was I wrong.
Okay, so what do we... Should we do that again?
Good.
Yeah, we could.
Undercover on the news. All the young men, they've been rounded up, sent to camp back in the jungle. And people whisper, people double talk. What's that father's act so humble?